Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the Entertainment and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. So delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God on today. I just give God all the praise and all the glory. I magnify his holy name today. I just thank God for his goodness on today. God is an awesome, mighty God, and he's so worthy. God is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to just have a short devotion, a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he have done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded us they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the days of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law and forget his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the fields of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as a heap. I just read you the first 13 verses of Psalm 78. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We'll have a song.
And more each day.
there's a worshiper out there that'll join me. Come on. Let him know that you're hungry for him. That you're longing for him. That you're thirsty for him. Oh, oh yeah. Come on, lift your voice and say, not me.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I come confessing and I repent and I ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we just come thanking and praising you, God. We come worshiping you on tonight. We magnify your holy name tonight, Father. We just bless you tonight, Father. We thank you, God, for how you've watched over us all day today and just blessed us going in and coming out, blessing our families in the name of Jesus. But now, Father, I just thank you for it right now. And I ask you on tonight, God, Bible study on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, every member, God, in the name of Jesus, bless and cover them and their family, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Do it for us, God. Just bless tonight. Open up our understanding and our minds on tonight. In the name of Jesus, open up our hearts that we may receive your word, God. In the name of Jesus, just use the Holy Ghost to explain to us, God. I just thank you right now. I praise you. I magnify you. I honor you. We love you, Jesus. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, and amen. So let it be. We just give God praise and glory tonight. We magnify his holy name on tonight. We're going to get ready to start our reading in Judges chapter 13. Amen.
Amen. Judges chapter 13. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered to the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and whose wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold now, thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt receive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Then a woman came and told her husband, saying, A man of God came unto me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God, very terrible. But I asked him not whence he was, neither told he me his name. But he said unto me, behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and now drink no wine nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, O my Lord, let the man of God which thou didst send come again upon us and teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. And God hearkened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again unto the woman as she sat in the field, but Manoah, her husband, was not with her. And the woman made haste and ran and showed her husband and said unto him, behold, the man hath appeared unto me that came unto me the other day. And Manoah arose and went after his wife and came to the man and said unto him, the man that speaketh unto the woman? And he said, I am. And Manoah said, now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child, and how shall we do unto him? And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, of all that I said unto the woman, let her beware. She may not eat of anything that cometh of wine, neither let her drink wine nor strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we shall have made ready a kid for thee. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, thou shalt detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord. For Manoah knew not he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto the angel of God, of the Lord, what is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor? And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why askest thou thus at my name, seeing it is secret? So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto the Lord. And the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto his wife, we shall surely die, because we have seen God. But his wife said unto him, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hands, neither would he have shown us all these things, nor would as this time have told us such things as these. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. The word of the Lord. Amen.
Chapter 14. And Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among all my people that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistine? And Samson said unto his father, get her for me, for she pleases me well. But his father said, but his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord, that he sought an occasion against the Philistines. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines. For at that time, the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then went Samson down and his father and his mother to Timnath and came to the vineyards of Timnath. And behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time, he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hands and went on eating, and came to his father and mother, and he gave them, and they did eat. But he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of a lion. Father went down unto the woman, and Samson made there a feast, for so used the young man to do. And it came to pass, when they saw him, that they brought 30 companions to be with him. And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If ye can certainly declare me within the 7 days of the feast.
You all right?
Yes, ma'am. If ye can certainly declare me within the 7 days and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheep and 30 chains of garments. But if ye cannot declare it me, then shall ye give me 30 sheep and 30 chains of garments. And they said unto him, put forth thy riddle, that we may hear it. And he said unto them, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they said unto Samson's wife, entice thy husband, that he may declare unto this riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire. Have ye called us to take that we have? It is not so. And Samson's wife wept before him and said, Thou dost but hate me and lovest me not. Thou hast put forth a riddle unto the children of my people and hast not told it me. And he said unto her, behold, I have not told it my father nor my mother, and shall I tell it thee? And she wept before him the 7 days while their feast lasted. And it came to pass on the 7th day that he told her, because she lay sore upon him. And she told the riddle to the children of her people. And the man of the city said unto him, on the 7th day before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion? And he said unto them, if ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and slew 30 men of them and took their spoil and gave change of garments unto them, which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love the story of Samson. I'm telling you, we're going to answer these questions. We start in chapter 13. What did an angel of the Lord tell Manoah's wife? In verse
3, that she was not barren and that she would conceive a son.
Amen. Amen. What was the child of Manoah and his wife to become? What was he
verse 5.
To
become? He shall become a Nazarite and deliver Israel
mm-hmm.
out of the hand of Philistines. First time.
Okay. What could the child not eat or drink?
He couldn't eat, well, he couldn't drink strong wine or strong drink or eat any unclean thing.
Amen. What did Manoah and his wife name the child?
Samson.
Mm-hmm. Verse 14. Who did Samson wish to marry? Who did he wish to marry?
A Philistine.
Yes, sir.
And Timothy.
Okay, a Philistine woman. What did Samson kill with his bare hands?
He killed a lion.
Mm-hmm. In verse 6, what was in the carcass later?
A beehive.
Bees and honey. Mm-hmm.
Yep, get some honey. Mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna just go back to chapter 13. With the form of bees and some honey. Yeah, but so what do you think a Nazarite is?
One who bowed unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special vow, a consecration unto the Lord, to not to drink wine or any, like, eat grapes or anything.
It's
like
a
dedication.
Person. It's a person, right?
A person who has bowed unto the Lord, not to drink wine or strong drink.
Until the time is completed, or whatever vow they made unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so,
but I got a question, Apostle.
Okay.
So he had to be, they had to become a Nazarite?
He was one in his mother's womb. That's what the word of God says. He was a Nazarite from his mother's womb. And it's just like
but
when they be men. Huh?
But his mommy and his daddy wasn't.
No. No, they weren't, because it was just like that if he was a minister almost, but he was a Nazarite. And Nazarite, you know, they make a vow, or they're set apart. I'll just say that. They are set apart. They cannot, they're sanctified to a degree, consecrated. He was consecrated already. He was consecrated or separated, however you want to put it. And some people put themselves under the Nazarite vow. Some people put themselves up under there. But he was born from the womb, and he was in the womb at a Nazarite. And God was saying, the angel was saying, let there not be a razor to touch his head, because that's really where his strength was. But he was telling them, the angel was telling the mother, don't let a razor even touch his head. Nothing. Let, he said in verse 5 of 13, he said, for lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin a deliverer. He shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistine. So he was beginning to, God got Samson to deliver Israel. That's who was going to deliver them. They had been up under the Philistines for 40 years. Just as long as they had been in the desert, they had been up under the Philistines. And the woman told her husband what the angel said. See, a lot of times we don't hardly believe when the Lord sent a message to us by the messenger, by an angel, in a dream, in a vision. We always have these questions and this and this and this. But when God tells you something, we should believe it. I know he have told people over and over different things, but when you don't catch it and you don't get it, you miss it. You really miss it. So you have to pay attention to what God is saying and talking about. And so the woman was so surprised and shocked, she couldn't even believe it, because she had been barren for years. She couldn't have children for years. But the angel said, God said it. And the woman ran and told her husband. She said, a man of God came unto me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God, very terrible. But I asked him not whence he was, neither told him he mean his name. But he said unto me, behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and not now drink no wine nor strong drink. That lets me know that we shouldn't even, I don't know, I'm not going to say wine going to send you to hell, but if he's telling her that you got some holy within you, that you, this baby going to have to be consecrated. So if you drinking wine, you can't be consecrated. You see what I'm saying? Anything in that nature, they were saying cream of tartar, you can't have when you're trying to be consecrated and set apart for the Lord. Any kind of strong drink, that fermented drink, you cannot have when you're trying to consecrate for the Lord. People say, oh, wine, okay, it ain't going to do nothing. This, and this. You don't know what God is doing, how he want to consecrate you, when he want to consecrate you, because you drinking wine on the side. You're not gonna know. You know, you, I mean,
Apostle, can I say something else?
Huh?
Can I say something else? You know, still to this day, when you get pregnant, they say you can't drink no wine or nothing strong. And you can't eat nothing that's unclean. You can't eat, like, hot dogs or nothing cold. Like, everything has to be cooked.
Really?
So, yeah. And so I feel like these babies be called from the womb already.
That's right.
And we as mothers have to do our part so they can come to this world how they're supposed to come to this world.
That's right.
That's all I want to say.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because you don't know who God is calling, who he consecrating to do the things he wants them to do. You don't know. But we take a chance. Excuse me, and then we come up and they preachers and ministers and prophets and apostles and bishops, and here we done drunk strong drink all the time, all along. You know, you don't know what God is doing. You should, and with a child, I don't think that's why they say you shouldn't even drink with the child, period, or smoke, period, with the child, when you're carrying a child. But this was a special child. He was a Nazarite, and they wanted him to leave his hair just the way it was. Don't let nothing touch your head, not nothing. I mean, this is a good thing. But because he was going to deliver Israel from the Philistines. He was a deliverer. God used him in that. And his mom and dad didn't even know he was that strong. They didn't know. He didn't tell them how he split that line in half. Because his hair had grew, and the longer his hair grew, the stronger he got. And then he didn't know no woman, but he seen that girl, that woman over there in Tamath, whatever that is, Sabbath, and he wanted her. He told his dad, "It's pleasing to my eyes." He wanted her. So, and, you know, it wasn't too much his daddy could tell him, because he had been, you know, he had been good all that time. Not drink, not no unclean thing, didn't eat nothing unclean. And when we do that, that's when God can use us even more. When we pay attention to what God is saying, he can use us even more. It says in 13, it says, "She may not eat of anything that cometh of the vine, not grapes, not eat nothing, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I command her, let her observe." So let her do it. Let her know it. And he was, you know, they was trying to keep him in there so they could cook for him and stuff like that. But he said, "I won't eat nothing because I'm about my father's business. I'm doing what God told me to do." He sent a message by me. He was the messenger. So he would not eat anything. Mm-mm. Probably was fasting until he got done what he was supposed to do. Yep, and it put you in the mind. It really put you in the mind of Jesus, because Jesus was a deliverer. He is a deliverer. Not was, but is. And the way the Holy Ghost took Mary and brought Jesus forth. You know, he was holy in the womb. He was our Savior in her womb, I'm telling you. He was our Savior right there in the womb. Mm-hmm. Right when she conceived, the Holy Spirit knew what the baby was going to do. You know. Um, Let me see. I think you can. Let me look over here in Isaiah chapter 9. I think it's something about that. No, I'm going to have it. Let me see. I mean, it's a good thing to notice because what they put on television about Samson is good, but they don't never show this part. They show another part where, you know, he didn't got a woman and she didn't seduce him into telling what his strength, how to cut his strength off and all that. And then he went blind. They cut his eyes out. They did something. The birth of the Prince of Peace, yeah. That's what they're talking about. Has delivered from. Over in chapter 9 of Isaiah says, nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nation. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joyed before thee according to the joy in the harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the days of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in the blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and the peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So the Lord of hosts going to do it. The Lord of hosts, he already did. The child was born. And I'm telling you, the government sitting on his shoulder and don't know it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. His name shall be called Wonderful. Not Samson, but Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and Morning Star. That's who he is. I'm telling you, it's just in the same character that they put Jesus in. But Jesus was an only begotten son. And this man, Samson, was too. He was the only child because the lady was barren. His mother was barren, but God wanted him to be separate. He brought him into the world to be the deliverer, just like he brought Jesus to deliver us, to deliver. He's the deliverer for the whole world. Now he's sitting in heaven on the right hand of the Father, at the right hand of the Father, waiting his time. I'm telling you, this is more awesome right here, because he was a Nazarite. And some people don't understand, when you bow unto the Lord, this baby wasn't even old enough to bow no vow. I guess the mother may have said, hi, if you allow me to have a child, maybe the father, I let him come in, being a Nazarite, consecrated unto thee, O God. Somebody made a vow unto the Lord. Somebody did. I don't know who did. But whoever did, they kept the blade, the razor off of his head. and they had no strong wine, no grapes, no cream of tartar, nothing fermented in their mouth, because it would have just destroyed everything. But God is good, and that's why he sent Jesus, because Samson could only deliver Israel, but Jesus delivered the whole world. Do you hear me? That's what we have to remember. Jesus delivered the whole world. The whole world he delivered. So I thank and praise God for this opportunity. Anybody have any questions about this? I'm telling you, it just got me on point. He really has. Because God set Samson as an example. But Jesus was the real thing. Jesus was the real thing. Samson had mighty strength, but Jesus got all power in his hand, because when he laid down and gave his life up, God raised him up. The Father raised him up with all power in his hand. He got all power in his hand, not just power to tear down a temple and tear a lion in half. He got power to do so much more. Jesus does. He got power to save the whole world, not just Israel. All of us, he did. He gave his only begotten son, and his son gave his life for all of our hang-ups. That's awesome. Mm-hmm, that's awesome. And I thank and praise God for it on today. Mm-hmm, I thank and praise God today for it. It's a blessed thing. It is. Anybody have any questions or comments?
So was Samson a judge?
I don't think he was a judge. I don't really know. I don't think he was a judge, but he might have been. Yeah, he was. Yep, he was a judge, but he was a leader who judged Israel before the institution of the monarchy. Mm-hmm. He ruled over Israel. See, he delivered Israel, and God made him a judge over them. Mm-hmm. And he was a Nazarite. So Nazarites are almost like a eunuch. A eunuch they give up everything for Jesus. They just give up everything. They don't have children, they don't have family, they don't have wives. I mean, they might have families, but they kind of shed themselves out and consecrate themselves for God. I met several eunuchs when I was living in Florida, and they were short people. They just gave up everything for God, and they just every day they live for the Lord. And that's something like a Nazarite, but a Nazarite, he asked for a wife. So, but a eunuch don't marry.
Mm-hmm.
They just basically, just like a woman there for her husband and a husband there for their wife, a eunuch is like that for God. He just do everything that God wants him to do. He think what God want him to do. So they're blessed too. Mm-hmm. Any more comments or questions before we get ready to close out? See, we should have did 3 chapters, because this is really good. But tonight ain't the 3rd one. Mm. But yeah, this is really good. Mm-hmm. It's really good. So, but, yeah, it's really this was really a good chapter because it says when you vow unto the Lord, you better keep it. And that he did it, and he used him as a deliverer for that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're going to talk some more about Samson in the next two on Thursday because he's going to be around for a little while. And after he, you know, dies in that temple, then we're going to go into somebody else. But he was a judge. Anyway, I was trying to wait to about 8:25, and I could kind of read some more to you all what I read. It says in verse 15 in chapter 13, it says, not knowing his quality, Manoah wished to do this as an act of hospitality. That's when he was trying to cook him a goat. A kid is a goat. Let me see, it says in verse 9, it says, the angel of God came again because he must have been here once. And he came again, I guess, to talk to the husband. And it says, this second appearance of the angel was probably essential to the Manoah, who might have been jealous of his wife. And had he not had this proof that this thing was of the Lord. So the angel was letting him know, I am a messenger of God. I'm a messenger of God. He was telling him he had made the kid a golden and wanted him to stay. He said, not knowing his quality, Manoah wished to do this as an act of hospitality. He said, I will not eat eat of thy bread, as I am a spiritual being. I subsist not by earthly food. See, a lot of people don't know, and I don't know if you all know, that angels don't need to eat because they're spiritual beings. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, neither shall I receive that homage which belongs to God. Thou must therefore offer thy burnt offering to Jehovah. So he said, I can't eat nothing because I'm spiritual being, and I can't accept your burnt offering because that goes to God, not to me. So you really have to know. I know people get anxious and zealous and stuff like that, but you have to do it the right way. It's what he's trying to tell him. He said, seeing it is secret, it was because it was secret that they wished to do it. So they was trying to sneak and do it for him. And the angel does not say that it was secret, but it was in out of the good character. You know, it was good. He said his name shall be called Wonderful, and it is supposed by some that the angel gives this as his name, and consequently that he was our blessed Lord. Verse 19, the angel did wondrously. He acted according to his name. He, being wonderful, performed wonderful things, probably causing fire to arise out of the rock and consume the sacrifice, and then ascended in the flame. So they were trying to do a burnt offering and all kind of stuff. But he said, no. In verse 22, it says, we should surely die because we have seen God. You know, it wasn't God. If the Lord were pleased to kill us, this is excellent reasoning. It may be of great use to every truly religious mind in cloudy and dark dispensation, the divine providence it is not likely that God, who has preserved thee so long, born with thee so long, and fed and supported thee all thy life long, girding thee when thou knowest him not, is less willing to save and provide for thee in thine now than he was then. Probably thou trusted less in him. See, so he's trying to say you didn't even trust him. You trust him now less than you trust him back then. When he was carrying you, you didn't even know him. You didn't know who he was. You didn't know anything. And that's how it is when you're in the world. Because, hey, I didn't truly know him. You know, I had to be baptized in the Baptist church. It's all right. I still, you know, knew of him. I still went to church and stuff. But when you go deep and go hard, you're coming on up. God is raising you on up when you come deep and come hard. This was very good. I really enjoyed Samson, but I can't wait to finish. I didn't know he was a judge, but I found out he was. So I'm going to read and study more on that, and we'll be ready to go on Thursday. And it should be excited to go on Thursday. Let me see. 15, 16. Let's see if I can do it. 17. 3, 7, 8, 9. I don't know. We'll see. We'll let the Spirit of the Lord lead us. Cause, I mean, this is really good. I really, really, really enjoyed this. I really enjoyed it because, you know, it took where Samson had to be obedient and not cut his hair. He had to be obedient. Now, he growing up to a man wanting a woman. He had to be obedient not to go lay up with a woman. He went and told his mom and daddy when he saw somebody he wanted. He went and told them. So that was a blessed thing. That was the good part of it. It's a blessing. And I thank and praise God for it. Because God is good just like that. He'll keep you if you want to be kept. You just got to want to be kept. Got to want to be kept. That's all to it. So, anyway, if there is nothing else, we're going to get off. We got 5 minutes left. We're good. I don't like to get off unless we at least go to at least to 25 after. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this lesson on tonight. I thank you for the study of your word, God, even about Samson, God. I thank you for the Nazarite that delivered Israel in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I just thank and praise God on tonight. For each one of you, Lord, I ask you to cover them now and their families in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for opening up our understanding, our minds, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We praise you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. God bless you all. We will be right back on in the morning for the live broadcast. In the name of Jesus, y'all be praying for me, for my voice, so I can try to say something. So God bless you all. I love you. You all have a good night here.
Love you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all.